Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the J. Kumwemba page. May the Lord bless you for tuning in. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your effort, your input, your prayers toward this ministry. Continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. As we know, no man is an island. Where I am weak, you are strong. So I need your strength. When I'm strong, you are weak and you need my strength. So we help each other to build ourselves for the kingdom of God. God bless you for tuning in. God bless you again in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're going to pray and we're going to talk a little bit about the word of God. And then we're going to move on. Let's pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father of lights, our Lord Jesus Christ, here we are before you, before the throne of grace. Lord, give us the grace enough that we speak about the things of the Spirit. Lord Jesus, you promised to send your Spirit to help us know truth. And what is that truth? The truth is your word. Father, help us to navigate in this truth according to your Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Like I always say, I encourage you to take your notebook, to take your Bible, write down what we are talking about, and then at your own time, at your leisure, you can also go through the messages and meditate upon it. The Lord, I'm sure he will show you one or two things above, and more or above what we're gonna talk about, and I believe in that. Let's read from the book of First John chapter 2. We read from verse 24. We read in the name of Jesus Christ. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you will also remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he has promised us, even eternal life. We want to talk about love, our actions. Our actions. That's what I want to talk about. Action in love. The Bible is clear. Since the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ, when he appeared about love. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 3 verse 16, the most popular verse, the Bible says, God loved the world so much so that he sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you and I. And those who believe in his name shall be saved. Those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ shall be saved. Jesus Christ was sent for us. Out of the love of God, he was sent for us. And when Jesus Christ came to this earth, he spoke about love. His whole message, if you read the Bible, you'll understand that his message was about loving the people and loving God. Loving the people and loving God. The Bible says, see that the message that you have heard from the beginning remains. If this message remains in you, the Son, Jesus Christ, will remain. The Father, our God, will also remain. Even eternal life will also remain. This is what he has promised us. He has promised with eternal life. And we know that the goal of our salvation is the goal of our faith, rather, is the salvation of our soul. So every action we take, when it comes to us as Christian, every action we take, we need to think, are these actions pushing us? Are these actions leading us to the eternal life or not? Because the Bible says every action that is not taken in faith is a sin. You as a Christian, you and I, when we are not taking any action in faith, when we are doing something without faith, that action becomes a sin. And the goal of our faith is the salvation of our soul. That means every action we're taking, that action is supposed to be in faith and for the advancement of the kingdom of God and for the goal that is ahead of us, the salvation of our souls. Now, we want to understand that what is this message that Jesus Christ is talking about? See that the message you have heard from the beginning remains. So we're going to read from the very same book of John. We go from 1 John chapter 3. We read verse 11. The Bible says, this is the message you have heard from the beginning. Now you understand. It says, firstly, see that the message you have heard from the beginning remains. Now it's saying, this is the message you have heard from the beginning. What is that message? That we should love one another. The message Jesus Christ preached, it's about loving one another. He says very well that The first commandment is that we love our Lord, our God, with all our hearts, our strength, might, and power. And we must love our neighbors as we love ourselves. This is the message Jesus Christ came to preach us. How are your actions today? Are these actions in love or not? Then when we read on the same book, we now go on the verse, 1 John chapter 3, we read verse 12. The Bible says, "Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil, who murdered his brother." And why did he murder his brother? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous. There we understand correctly. Why do we hate our brothers? Why is there love amongst the children of God? Why is there not love amongst the children of God? Why is there hatred, bitterness, pain of the past? What do we have? Enemies creating enemies among the family of Jesus Christ, among the children of God, because of our own actions. Our own actions are not righteous. You see today in the society, people that are doing well, we look at them as they are evildoers. We look at them as those ones that are committing fraud. We look at them as those ones that are committing all unrighteousness things. That's why they are prospering. And those who are suffering in our community, we look at them as if those ones are sinning. They've done something wrong. God is punishing them. And why do we hate our brothers? Why do we hate our neighbors? Because of our own actions. Our own actions are not good. And when we take actions that are not led by faith, that are not in faith, these actions, they produce failure. This action, they produce setback. These actions are producing career failure. They are producing nightmares. They are producing setback. And those setback, they are producing now envy, jealousy. Because our neighbors, they are taking the actions in righteousness, action in faith, and those actions are resulting in success, are resulting in peace, are resulting in comfort. Now we look at them in the bad light because our own actions are evil. This is the message you have heard from the beginning. Love your brother as you love yourself. Prophet T.B. Joshua says, we begin to succeed with our lives when the failure of others become the failure of everyone, in the sense that when you see your brothers not doing well, you want to support them. You want to help them to succeed. By helping them succeed, God will help you succeed. We begin to succeed with our lives when the pain of one becomes the pain of everyone else. When you see your brother going through pain and suffering, you assist them in every way that you can, with all your might and all your power, and Jesus Christ will take care of you. Are we doing that today? Are we assisting one another? This is the message Jesus Christ has given us, that we must love one another. And this is the greatest, the driving force. The Bible says everything else will pass, but love, hope, faith will remain. And love is the greatest. Love is the greatest. Love is the driving force in everything we are doing. Our actions must be in faith and in love. And this message, if that message of love remains in you and I, Jesus Christ will remain, even the Father, even eternal life. I don't know if jealous people will see the kingdom of God. They will not see. I don't know people who hate their neighbors will see the kingdom of God. They will not see. I don't know people who are envious will see the kingdom of God. They will not see the kingdom of God because Jesus Christ is not in them. Let us look at our actions, how we are taking our actions. Let us begin to work on love, for Jesus Christ didn't preach the message of separating us from our friends, from our neighbors, from our enemies. No. Jesus Christ came to preach the message of love. When you are taking your actions in love, these actions will be righteous actions. And those actions will produce prosperity. Those actions will produce peace, will produce love, will produce kindness. And when we are taking our actions in love, we will not see our enemies, but we will see beyond the body and flesh. May the Lord bless you for this message. And I pray that God will work through your hearts. God will teach us what is love and how to love our neighbors. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Father of lights, let your love remain in us, Lord. This is the message we have heard from the beginning. It is the message of love. Lord, give us the grace to remain in love in the name of Jesus. Lord, remove every hatred amongst us in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you and good morning to your life in Jesus' name. Thank you.